Online Podcast 158.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast. We are still at Pride right now. As you can hear, it's very noisy. And I'm here to start off today's show on Thursday. We're here in front of the KCTG, Kansas City Transgender Support Group. Is that what you call it, your group?
Yes.
And what's your first name?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle. So we're talking to Michelle, and Michelle will tell us more about the group. Is this a support group here in the Kansas City area?
Yes, it is. And it's we have an online group and then a local support group that meets twice a month. We support each other in learning where we're at and discussing issues and problems.
True.
Can range anything from makeup to family relations to hormones to any number of things. We plan on having several different people come in. There's a beauty consultant that I'm going to try and arrange to come. It's aimed at anyone who is dealing with being transgender, specifically.
I'm a little more closer to you, Philip. Since it's so noisy out there. I'm moving closer to Michelle.
Okay,
so you can hear her better.
And
where do you guys usually meet?
We meet at a local church, Metropolitan Community Church.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. Wonderful church.
And obviously this is for trans women, trans men, both.
It's for anyone who's transgender.
Okay.
That includes a pretty wide spectrum, but that's all right with us.
Okay. And do you have you can find out, the music is really loud. You can find out more information from group.yahoo.com/group/KCTG, and I also link their website through my website, so you can go to onlinepodcast.com and link to that particular group as well. Anything else? Is this the only Kansas City transgender support group that you heard of?
There is two.
Mm-hmm.
There's the second one. It meets at one of the local doctor's offices. It's aimed at also transgenders,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of it's a good group. It meets at the doctor's office, and if someone wants to know more about it,
uh-huh.
then please contact me.
Okay, so we just go to that same website, the Yahoo group, you'll be able to be in touch with
yeah.
the other group as well. What is the difference between the two groups?
One meets on every second Monday, and the other one meets on second Thursday and fourth
So
Thursday
depending on your
month.
Schedule.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Welcome back. It's very noisy, and I'm doing the editing all live because I'm too lazy to do the editing at home. So welcome back, and we're not right now in front of the booth of KC Coalition for Welcoming Ministries. What can you tell us about this group?
Well, this group is founded and based mainly to combine all the different groups, faith-based groups,
mm-hmm.
and bring them together so they're working as one instead of separately. And our main goal is to make sure all religious faiths are opening and welcoming to gay and lesbian and transgender people.
And who are the members of this group?
Well, actually, we're just a group of people from different faiths
mm-hmm.
that got together and wanted to make a change and wanted
in their own religion.
In our own religion. And we happened to go to some workshops put on by the Lutherans. And that are doing a great job, by the way. And so we went to one of their trainings, and then we thought, well, why don't we get together and combine our efforts instead of each one of us trying to do our own thing.
So what religions are in your group, like at least some of them?
We've got Community of Christ, we've got Baptist, Methodist, United Church of Christ, Unity.
Is the Catholic Church in there?
No.
Why?
Well, I guess. If you read anything in the news.
The Catholic, the reason why I brought that up was, yeah, I like to bring spicy things up, but I'm a Catholic, so maybe we'll be, there's a group here in Kansas City, but I don't know, they tend to be a little bit squeamish, I think, you know, until they get kicked very hard, they don't usually make a noise.
Well, they just got kicked really hard.
Yeah, that apparently is not hard enough. Yeah, exactly, apparently that's not hard enough yet for a lot of gay Catholics, especially in the Kansas City area, with our, I call him a bigot, which is our bishop, and I'm already out there. I used to sing for the cathedral. I don't want to do that. Well, not the cathedral. I sing for the diocese, and I don't want to do that because I don't agree with the bishop. So, yeah, Catholics, if you're listening, get involved. Now, is this a local organization?
Yes, it is.
In Kansas City?
Yes, it is. And we have website, different websites that people can go to if they want to contact us. Find it right here. It's www.welcomingresources.org.
Okay, I'm gonna get one of those so I can put it on my website as well.
And we do have lists of all the welcoming churches that are in the area.
Except for Catholic churches?
Except for Catholic churches, because they're not welcoming.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm going to go home and go to my parents and report that.
I don't do church.
But there are plenty that do, and I suggest that Catholics, if they can't work within their own faith base, that maybe they try something close. Lutheran, fairly close, correct break.
But we're not giving up hope yet. We're one of those noisy Catholic, gay Catholics in there that still resist the temptation of just leaving the church. We want to be there to make noise.
Well, and you know what? That's really needed. We need people to stay within the faith, but continue to be in your
educate them, yeah. I'm going to try to do that as much as I can. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome back. We are right now in front of the Glesson booth. And here I am with
Jennifer,
and Jennifer's going to tell us what GLSEN stands for.
GLSEN is the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, and we work to support welcoming environments in schools, secondary and elementary schools, for LGBT youth, teachers, staff, parents. And so we help establish gay straight alliances in schools. So there's student organizations where gay people and straight people can get together and talk about these issues. And just, again, it's a friendly environment for everyone. So.
Is this a national organization?
Yes, it's a national organization with local chapters.
Okay.
Kansas City has a chapter.
And the website, do we have our own Kansas City chapter's website? Or
yes, we do. And actually, we've got two different, we're working with National to get a different website, but the one that we have right now is www.glessenkc.org.
Okay, glessen.org, and then the national website is glsen.org.
Yes.
Okay, and specifically, what do you do there besides helping the student the straight and gay alliance in school? Besides that, what do you do? What's your main focus on that?
We also, GLSEN National has a No Name Calling Week, where we go out. We have high school students go out to middle schools and talk to middle school students, thank you, about bullying and how to approach bullies and the fact that it's wrong and what have you. We also have Day of Silence, where students carry around cards and they'll be silent all day. Mm-hmm. This is a means of showing other people about the oppression for LGBT people. And then, of course, after that, we have the Breaking the Silence rally, where they can be as loud as they want to be and celebrate who they are. And this provide trainings for faculty and staff in schools as well.
How does it, do you work with public school or all school?
All schools, we're open to working with all schools.
So does a school have to approach you, or do you have to approach the school for those involvement, your involvement in the school?
It's either or. We love to have schools approach us, but usually we have to go out into the schools ourselves.
And how are the acceptance here in Kansas City?
It depends on the district. Some districts are harder to get into than others, really.
Are you both in Kansas and Missouri, or just in Missouri?
We cover the Kansas City metropolitan area. So.
Very good. Well, thank you for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank
and
you.
And thank you for being on my podcast.
No problem.
Thank you. Welcome back. Right now, I am in the next booth next to Glesson, which is KCAVP. And what is KCAVP? No, who are we talking to right now?
My name is Beth.
Hello,
I'm the victim advocate with the Kansas City Anti-Violence Project.
Okay. Okay, that's what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tell us what this group does.
We work with victims and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and hate crimes in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community.
Okay.
So we offer all sorts of services, from emergency housing to referrals. We do we have support groups also for survivors of domestic violence. And if you're just looking to get some more information about what a healthy relationship looks like,
sometimes when you're in it, you don't really know what it is like.
Right. So if you're having a hard time, if you're struggling, give us a call. And it's all free. It's all confidential.
What is the number?
Our number is 816-561-0550. And our website is www.kcavp.org.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, welcome back. I know we promised last on Monday that we're going to talk about the Gay Brothers group that caught my attention. So right now we are here with
the, Michael
what
Bailey.
Is it, Michael? And tell us more, what is the group called? Is this a research or?
Yeah, the study is called the Molecular Genetic Study of Sexual Orientation. And we're a research consortium. Based in Evanston, Illinois. The principal investigator is Alan Sanders out of Evanston Northwestern Healthcare, and I'm from the Department of Psychology at Northwestern University. And we are looking at the genetics of male sexual orientation. We think that there are genes that make you gay or straight, or help make you gay or straight.
Mm-hmm.
The way we're going about that is that we're trying to recruit gay men who have gay brothers, so two gay brothers in the same family.
Which is my situation.
Oh, great. Wonderful. So the reason why those kinds of individuals are important for this kind of study is that we would like to get DNA from both brothers. And if we get enough brothers, and we're really trying to get a lot, 1,000 pairs of gay brothers, then we can look to see whether on average, these brothers tend to share certain genetic markers on certain chromosomes more often than would be expected by chance, which is 50%. And if so, we would infer that there are genes in these chromosomal regions that affect male sexual orientation.
What is the name of this whole research? Like, we just want to sum it up. It's like, this is the... What do you call it generally?
We call it the Gay Brothers Study. Call it the Gay Genes Study.
That's good enough. Because what caught my attention was the wanted gay men with a gay brother is what I see here on the sign. And tell us if they want to find out more information, I think I have several listeners actually do have siblings.
Wonderful.
Gay brothers, actually, not just siblings. So what is your website that we can go?
It's www.gaybros.com. GAYBROS. GayBros.com.
And then you can also call a toll-free number.
866-364-7571.
That's very interesting. So if you want to find out more about this and to see if you can actually help the research, now how many, you said that you're looking into getting about 1,000 brothers. No, not 1,000 brothers, 1,000 pairs of brothers. So
right.
What is the number right now?
We're below 300.
Oh, wow. I've heard of this group a year ago.
We've been, this is our third year, and we think that we're going to be fantastically successful this year because we've really refined our process of getting people through the research. We're really fast, and we think actually, I believe, we'll have to ask Alan Sanders, that we have permission or we've changed things so that people could give DNA through their saliva at home, which is much easier than going to a blood clinic.
Okay, so what would the process be as of this point? What would the process involve if I want to take part with my brother? What do I need to do?
If you call us, we send you some questionnaires and a consent form, and you look it over. Hopefully you want to do it. You talk it over with your brother. Hopefully he says we can have his address too. You send back the questionnaires, then we send you DNA collection kits, and we arrange to get your DNA.
And what does the kit involve right now?
Well, as of right, the way we've been doing it, it's something that you take to a clinic to get blood drawn. But like I say, I believe we've expanded that to saliva, which you can do at home.
Is it you're thinking that it might just be saliva, or is it blood and saliva?
No, it would be one or the other.
One or the other, okay.
It wouldn't be both. Yeah, the saliva is almost as good, but not quite as good as blood for our purposes. But it's a lot better than blood if you'll do saliva, but not blood.
Okay.
And the saliva is easier simply because you can do it at home.
Sure. Now, does it has any costs involved if you were to do it through a lab?
We pay all the costs.
Okay.
We arrange it. We tell you where the nearest lab is. You know, we
so
try to make it
really
as easy as possible.
No upfront cost for you besides just getting yourself there.
No, we don't want any cost to come out of your pocket.
That's very good. And so we'll probably go to the website and find out, is it right now that you have the option of doing the saliva or the blood, or is it not quite there yet?
That is something I need to check with Alan Sanders.
So on the website we'll probably find out.
Probably you can find out, but you call and he'll tell you.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for the information.
Thank you so much.
I really
appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I'll come back, and we are going to wrap up the show with a gorgeous princess in front of me, and I think she looks like she may be starting a new podcast. Looks like a video podcast perhaps too. So what brought you here to Gay Pride? Like, what are you from here? Microphones are here in my ears, so you can just talk normal and we'll hear you.
What brought me out to Gay Pride? I saw the internet site and I just moved here.
Oh, where are you moved from?
I've moved from Raleigh,
North Carolina. Oh, I see. I was there for a podcaster's meeting in January.
Yes, very warm in January, nothing.
How do you like it in Kansas City?
So far, I've been here a week and it's not too bad.
Okay.
The weather's not
too bad. Well, still okay.
Still okay. So I'm happy.
That's good. And what's your, so let's call you Princess.
Okay, Princess.
And this is your first Kansas City Gay Pride.
This is my first Gay Pride, period.
This is your first Gay Pride, period. How interesting. What is your impression?
I don't know the food yet, so I can't say great food, but everyone seems to be having fun.
Good.
A lot of unity, and it seems to be working out.
And what do you see? I mean, I was telling people that you see all these people that you don't usually see when you relate to Gay Pride on TV. You usually see leather on TV.
Leather bondage stuff.
Yeah.
But here it's just
hanging out butts and stuff like that. But in real life, while you're here in the middle.
Right, this is a family dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Families and children.
Dogs and real children.
Real children.
Real kids running around playing volleyball. So are you going to come back to more Kansas City Gay, to more Gay Pride period?
Perhaps.
Good, good. Are you having fun so far?
I've met a great friend, Stuart, and my first Gay Pride.
Oh, good, wonderful.
Stuart. It's my first, too.
It's your first podcast?
That's my first.
First Gay Pride?
Yeah.
Ah, so tell us how you found out about it.
I found out from my brother.
Okay.
He's working the beer booth.
Okay. Is your brother gay?
I don't know. I think he's swinging on the tree.
Okay, it's okay. All are welcome. It's a day where you can be who you are. It doesn't matter.
Be who you are.
Did you guys meet here or did you guys meet online?
Here.
And oh, wow.
Here.
So you just came by yourself?
Yeah.
And you came by yourself?
Yeah, so kind of struck up a conversation. And
very good. I thought that you guys came together.
No, we met. We became friends.
Very good. Do you have a lot of friends in the area?
No, I just moved. Less than five. So.
That's interesting. She has a podcast that is the local. I think this is the one.
Yeah.
The Kent City area LGBTKC, which is really good information for people who want to find out more about events and things that's happening around the Kent City area. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Princess, and thank you, Stuart.
So when is that going to air?
It's going to air on Thursday, next Thursday. So go to onlinepodcast.com and then hear yourself.
Good to you.
Do you want your picture on there? You're gorgeous. I can put your picture on there. Where's my phone? With Stuart? Hey. I'm still recording. Oh, wonderful picture. And how about me and all the two of you? Now I'll do it myself. I think. Thank you. I hope all three of us got in there. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay, poi. I am about to wiggle my poi.
Spin.
Wait. Where? How?
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Okay, I'm gonna go and attempt to do this. I make a fool out of myself, but I'm recording this because I know I'm gonna hit myself. Which direction?
Careful, don't hit somebody else.
Which direction?
That's good. Turn
and then?
Here.
And then?
And then?
Oh! Smack! Smack! I just smacked myself. Wait, hang on, I'm gonna try again.
Do it kind of slower.
Oh, slower? Oh, shit! I'm screaming like a little girl. This is dangerous. I just hit my balls again. By the time I'm done with this,
stand like this.
Yeah, yeah. Good, good, good. Good call.
Do the little potty dance.
Okay, this is safer, I think. Not really. Now we're going to end with Serena.
Hi.
Thank you for organizing all this so that we actually get to have a presence here.
Oh, sure, no problem. My pleasure.
And tell us again, this is on the second show, Gay Pride's second show, where can we find your podcast and what podcast do you do?
I do LGBT KC Weekly, and that can be found at lgbtkc.blogspot.com. I also do Controversial Conversations, and that can be found at cccast.blogspot.com.
All right.
Okay.
And go check that out, especially if you're from the Kansas City area. It's a great podcast for the local gay podcast. So check that out and also the other ones. And I'm losing my voice and I have to sing tomorrow, so I'm going to shut up. Bye, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to you next week. And, oh, I hope you like the new website too, by the way. Don't forget to smile. Ta-da. Sorry about all the non-pod-safe music in the background. Don't listen. Bye. Don't listen.